Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. Friday's daf is Tainus daf Yudalad. I am recording this daf Thursday night from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. It's in memory of my father, Avi Mori Rav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef. In yesterday's daf, we presented two opinions about whether or not the middle group of three fast days, there were three groups of fast, three, three, and seven, whether the middle group would recite the extra six brachas for a grand total of 24 in Shemona Esrei. One opinion said the middle. Everyone agrees the first group did not. Everyone agrees the third group does. The question is, what about the middle group? One opinion says yes. One opinion said no. So now our Gemara is now going to try to bring a proof that you do say 24 blessings in the middle, three fasts. Amar Vashi, Mastisa Namideke, you can prove from our Mishnah, Diktati. Ma Elu, Yiseiros Ala Rishonos, how are the third group more than the first ones, meaning the middle ones? Elisha Be'elu, Masriin, Venon, Zachanios. The last ones, we blow shofar and we lock the stores. But everything else is the same. Abel Bechol Devrem, Zev Zeshoven. Sounds like you do say the 24 blessings in both. V'chitema hachanami tanavashir. You'll say, well, maybe really you don't say the 24 blessings in the middle ones, and the Mishnah left it out. V'hama elu ktani. It says elu, which means only these. The Tizra, ma elu dafko, v'hashir la teva. But it also left out another difference, that we take the Aron Kodesh out in the third group, and we don't take out the second group. So you see that elu doesn't just mean elu. Answers the Gemara, the fact that it left out the din of the Aron Kodesh, that's not considered significant. Because in the next perek, the Tana mentions this custom of taking the Aron out. So maybe the reason it doesn't mention in this perek is because it's already going to be mentioned in the next perek. But maybe in Echenami, really, maybe perhaps, it applies by both. So that's not an example of something where it only applies by one and not the other. The Gemara continues, Hashta to Asis Lahachi. Once we come to this answer that anything quoted in the third parak, it's not going to be mentioned. Esir Marba Nami Lav Shiruhu. So the fact that it left out the difference between the third set and the second set, that the third set makes the 24 blessings and the second set does not, that's not considered to be left out. Because it mentions this in the third parak, that on the last one you have the 24 blessings. And it doesn't say anything about the middle ones. So the Tana in this parak is just relying on that which it says in the last parak. So you have no proof that the fact that it left that out, that it's not true. So we assume that in the middle ones you don't say the 24 brachos. So since we don't say that, you can go back to the Gemara's original answer from yesterday, that the Brisa that said, Ein Ben Yochel Et Sibur Ela, one Davin's 18, one Davin's 19, it's talking about the first blessings where you don't say the 24 blessings, and Tzibur means Shliach Tzibur, and not the 24 blessings, and he doesn't make the 24 blessings. My Havi Allah, what is the conclusion about the question of whether or not a person says Anenu as a separate bracha, or he says it in Shema Kolenu? Amar Shema Bar Smart Bar Sisartai V'chein Amar Rav Chia Barashi Amar Rav Ben Goel L'Rofe. Wow. So Rav Shmuel Bar Sisartai says, and Rav Chia Barashi says in Rav, that if you're davening by yourself on one of the fast days, you say Anenu as its own bracha between Goel and Rofe. Rav Ashi Amar Mishmei the Rabbi Yanai Berei the Rabbi Yishmael. Rav Ashi said, no, b'shamei tefillah, v'hilchasa b'shamei tefillah, this is our practice, to say Anenu in shamei tefillah. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch also paskins that the Shlich Tzibur in Chazaras Hashatz says it as a bracha by itself, between Gol Yisrael and Rufi Chol Amo Yisrael, and he ends it with a bracha, Baruch Hashem Ha'onel Amo Yisrael Be'ez Tzara. The Mishnah Berurah said that the Sidurim print, it's only Ha'onel Be'ez Tzara, and that is the more correct minhag. Now, if an individual is fasting a Tanis Chalom on Shabbos morning, so when do you say Anenu? There is no Shema Kolenu. So you should say Anenu after you finish davening, before you say Yehi L'Ratzon. Stick an Anenu in Elokeinu Nitzor. Before you say Yehi L'Ratzon in Refi. So says the Ritva. The Rashba writes that way as well, and the Rashba adds, some say Seidin Ritzei, but the Shulchan Aruch says that you should say it after davening, the Tanis Chalom Se Aninu, after davening, before you take three steps back. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, we learned one Braisa, Ubrus. So now the Gemara wants to know, what's the deal with women who are pregnant or nursing? Do they have to fast the first set of fasts, the second set of fasts, or the third set of seven? Tani Chada, Ubrus, Umindikos, Misanos, Berishonos, Imisanos, Bachronos. Yes in the first, not in the last. The Tani Idach, Misanos, Bachronos, Imisanos, Berishonos. Yes in the last, not in the first. The Tani Idach, Imisanos, Lo, Berishonos, Lo, Bachronos. And another Bryce says they don't fast at all. So what's going on? Rav Ashi, Nikot Am Siyasa Biyadcha. Let's paskin that the nursing women only fast in the middle fast, the Metaritzin Kuhu. That will answer up all the problems. How is that? Because the Bryce that said they do fast on the first and not the last, it meant the second as opposed to the third, because the second is the first compared to the third. The Bryce that said they fast in the last and not the first, that's also that the last is the second, not the first. And the third one that says they don't fast neither the first nor the last, that really means the first and the last. What's the svara? Why do they only fast the middle ones? Well, the first ones, it's not such a big tzara yet. The second ones is a big tzara. The third ones, there's so many, there's 7 days of fasts, that we don't make them fast so many days. And we don't want them to fast, let's say, just two or three of them, because the fasts are either all or nothing. So says the Magen Avraham. The Yerushalmi says, even though the Ubrus and the Minigos don't fast, they shouldn't like pig out and eat a lot of food. They should just eat that which they need to be strong and healthy. Ma Elu Yiseiros Al HaRishonos. Now, the third group of fasts, in what way were they extra on the second group? The third group of seven, what way they were extra on the second group of three? Ela Shebe'ilu Masriyin V'nolun Sachamios. They would blow shofar and lock the stores. Says more, b'may masriyin. What does this word masriyin mean? Yehuda omer b'shofros, blow shofar. Yehuda b'rid v'shmon b'an shenis m'shmei d'rav omer. No, there was no shofar. Masriyin means b'aninu. It means you would scream out the prayer of aninu. Kasag adadach, ma'id mand omer b'aninu lo omer b'shofros, mand omer b'shofros lo omer b'aninu. It sounds like it's machlokas. But ask the Gemara v'atani, ain't pokusin misheva tani osal atzibur. Right, you have seven fasts, Shebehen Shmona Esrei Hasros. Then you have 18 shofar blowings. The Simon Ladover, right? Kia Trua Tkia, during each of the six extra brachos. The Simon Ladover, Yericho. Just like by Yericho, they blew shofars and the walls came tumbling down. The Yericho shofar is having. Tufta Lamandomer Ba'aneinu. So you see that Masriyan means to blow shofar. Ella the Gemara backs out. The shofar is to Kuleyama, Lo Pligi, the Kari Le Hasra. When it comes to shofar, everyone agrees that when it says hasra, masriyin, it means shofar, and that's what it means in our Mishnah. Ki pligi be'aneinu. The machlokas is aneinu also called a hasra, which means if you have by other places, other halachas where it says masriyin, could that mean aneinu? Marsava kari le hasra, one opinion says that aneinu is called hasra, marsava lo kari le hasra, only shofar is called hasra, lamandamar, be'aneinu kolshkim b'shofars. Now if you say hasra could refer to Aninu kalvachomer could refer to blowing a shofar. That's the simple pshat. Lamand amar b'shofros, avol ba'aninu lo for it. The one who says that hasra means shofros, but he agrees that there's no way it can mean aninu. Es the gemara v'atanyu shar kol minei peronios hamisvagshos. On all other punishments that come on the Jewish people, could go in chichuch, they're scratching themselves, chagav, locusts, zvuv, bugs, tzira, ants, or one type of mosquito, Yitushin, is a different type of mosquito. V'chein v'shiluach nechashim v'akravim, if there's like snakes and scorpions attacking Klal Yisrael, lo hoyu masriyin el tzokin. They wouldn't blow shofar, rather they would yell out b'tfilah. So you see here clearly masriyin means shofar, because it's comparing it with tfilah. Mi d'tza'aka b'peh hasra b'shofars. Says Gemara, it's not a proof. Tanoihi, you're right, that is a proof. But it's a machlokas tanam, d'sanya. Aleilu masriyin b'shabas. On the following punishments, they even blow shofar on Shabbos. Well, we'll see. It doesn't mean blow shofar. Al ir shikifu goyim, if the goyim surrounded us, onar, or the river was going over its banks, v'al svina amatoravas bayam, and on a boat, if your boat is chattering at sea, Rabbi Yossi Omer la Ezra, you're allowed to yell out for help, avolo l'tzaka, but not for tefila on Shabbos. Says more, but my, what kind of masrian? Ilema b'shofar. If you think we're talking about blowing a shofar, b'shofar b'shabbos mishari. You're not allowed to blow shofar on Shabbos. El alav. Kari la hasra shma mina. You see, the tefila anenu is called hasra shma mina. So that's a good proof that everywhere else aside from our daf. So when it says masrian, it means to say anenu and not to blow shofar, or it could even mean to say anenu. I should say. Says Gemara, "B'shani de Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya have a tzara." In the years of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, there was a plague. Gazar Tlasis Reitanios. He decreed 13 fast days due to that plague. V'lo yeni, and the problem didn't go away. They weren't answered. So Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya said, "Let me create some more fast days." Amalei Rabbi Ami Harry Amar Ein Matrichim Satsi Biosim Midai. Don't make too many fast days. Amar Rabbi Abarid Rabbi Chibarava. Rabbi Ami the Ovid Lagami Udav. Rabbi Ami who said that you shouldn't have so many fast days. That's his own opinion. El Hachim Rabbi Chibarava. Rabbi Yochanan Lo Shano Ella Lugashamim. When it comes to rain, you can only have 13. Aval Sharmini Pranios for other punishments. Misan Vahochan Hashem and Shemaim. You can keep on fasting until they answer you. Tanya Rabbi Hachik Kesham Shalosh. Ucham Musheva, the 3, 3 and 7, Lo Armel Gisham, that's the maximum. Aval Sharmini Peranios for other plagues, Misan of Hochanachayan, you can continue to fast until you get answered. Says the Gemara Lemetevet Yufta de Rabbi Ami, maybe this Brisa that says that for other plagues you're allowed to fast until they answer you, it's a question against Rabbi Ami, Damaloch Rabbi Ami. So this is against Rabbi Ami, right? Because Rabbi Ami said, that even for other tragedies, you can't do more than 13 fast days. The Gemara Amalach Rav Ami Tanoi, Rav Ami says Machlokas Tanoim. The silence of the Brisa Ein goes when Yosef Mishael Shesrei Tanis Al Tzibur. You can't decree more than 13 fast days for the Tzibur. V'shem Atchich Nasibur Yosef Midai the Rebbe. Avishem Gamliel Omer Loman Hashem Uzeh Elam Mipnei Elam Mipnei Sheyatsa Zmana Shal Revia. The reason why you can't keep making Tanises is that rain is no longer good. But for other things, you could do more than 13. So that's the end of that story. So it comes out, according to Rebbe, it's because we're not matriach tzibur too much. So it applies even by other punishments. However, according to Shem Gamliel, he says it's because that most of the rainy season is already gone. That's only by rain. But by other punishments, you can keep going. Says Gemara, Shalchale b'nei Ninve l'Rebbe, Kigon Anan. Like us, Tafibut Kuvas Tamas b'in Mitchell. We need rain even in the summertime in the city of Ninve. Hechi Navid, how do we ask for rain in the summertime? Ki Echidim Daminan o Karabim Daminan. Do we just insert a Vesein Talamatar in its regular place, like the Rabbim, or like a Yachid, put it in Shema'at Tfila? Ki Echidim Daminan b'Shema'at Tfila. Should we be like Yechidim and put it in, put the same Talamata into Shema Tfila, or Kerabim Daminin, Ubirkas Hashanim, or do we do it like most people say the same Talamata in the regular Baruch Aleinu, Shalchul Chim, the Mitzvah Shema Tfila? Since this is not a normal time to ask for rain, you're like Yechidim and you stick it to Shema Tfila. Mesve, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when do we say the whole prayers, the Yud Gil Midos, etc.? That's for the 13 Tanises. Right, Rebbe had said, what was Rebbe's Shita? Hold on 1 second. Rebbe had said that they are like Yechidim, so they say it in Shema Tfila. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Amasai, when do we say that you say this whole tefilos for the Tanesim? Bizman Shashanim Kitikna. That's if it's a normal year. The Yisrael Shuriyan Masa and Klai Sos in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Bizman Azeh. But nowadays, things change. Sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. Klai Yisrael is not on their land. Hakol l'fi hashanim. Everything depends on that year, when it needs the rain. Hakol l'fi hamakomos. Hakol l'fi hazman. So it sounds like, you know, you can change things. So that would make sense to say that if you need rain in the summertime, you should say it in its regular time, Berkas Hashanah. Ask the Mar Malay, Masti Zerum Salid. Rebbe, you're asking a question on Rebbe from Bryce. Rebbe Tanu Upalad. Rebbe holds no, you don't say it in the same Talamatar in the summertime. My Havi Allah, what is the Psak? Rav Nachman Amar, Berkas Hashanah, Rav Shizam Shmaitu, the Hilchasab Shemaat Filah. The halacha is that you say the prayer for rain in Shemaat Filah if you live in a place that needs it even in the summertime. Now, the Mishnah had said that on the last seven fasts that we lock the stores, B'sheni matanim chashecha. Let's say it's a Monday, Thursday, Monday. So on Monday, they would open the door, open a little bit as it gets dark so people could buy food to break their fast on. U'v'chamishi kalayom dekav l'shabbos. But chamishi, the store was open all day because of the honor of Shabbos. He needed a meal Thursday night and Shabbos. Yibay lehu. So the B'nai Yeshiva asked the question, Heichi katani. B'sheni matan im chashecha u'v'chamishi kol hayom if they cover the Shabbos. On Monday, you would open the door a little bit right before dark, and on Thursday, you would open the door a little bit all day because of Shabbos. Odilma, b'sheni matan u'v'chamishi poskin. On Monday, you'd open the door a little bit so people should see. But kol hayom kulo chamishi poslin kol yom kulo. I'm sorry. Tashmat. Again, ibaylu. Heichi tani. B'sheni matin b'chashecha uv'chamishi kol hayom b'nei kavod haShabbos. On Thursday, you would have the door open a little bit all day. O dilma. B'sheni matin uv'chamishi poslin. Monday, the door was open a little bit towards the end of the day. And on Thursday, two things are different. It was all day, but it was wide open, not just a little open. Tashmat. Desanya b'sheni matin ad ha'erev. On Monday, you have it open a little bit until night. U'v'chamishi posen kol yom kulim dekavod haShabbos. Ha'yulu shnei p'sachin posechach menolechav. If you had two doors, you could leave one door open and one door shut. Ha'yulu itztava keneged pischo. If you had like a chair outside your door, blocking the door, so posech kedak v'en choshish, you could open it up long, and whoever walks in, we would tell the person, so there would be a significant shinui. The whole reason for not fully opening the door is that people shouldn't see all the food, and it's going to cause them pain in their fast. So if there's only one door open, not two, that's good enough. Says the Gemara. If these fast days went by and Klai Yisrael still wasn't answered, we would slow down our businesses. Bebinyan uvenatia, building and planting. Ta'ana bebinyan, bebinyan shel simcha, building like a house for a wedding. Natia, natia shel simcha, planting something for simcha. Ezu bebinyan shel simcha, zeh abonim bayis chasnos lebno, a place for a son to get married and then ultimately to live there. Ve'ezu hi natia shel simcha. If you plant this type of tree, a tree that like the Malachim did. On these last fast days, you can't say Shalom Aleichem. They would not say Shalom Aleichem to one another. Meaning on these fast days, after these 13 fast days, they wouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to each other. Amei Oretz, a shol and machzion lehem b'safar raka over kodrash. But the Amei Oretz would say Shalom Aleichem, so you should answer them in a soft voice and with seriousness. Hein misatfin v'yoshvin, the chachamim would sit with their head covers, v'yoshvin v'achilim kimin nudavim. They would sit in great pain, and they would sit separately, and they would eat like they were in cherem, like avelim. Like people rejected by Hashem, until Hashem would finally have mercy. An adam chashev is not allowed to prostrate himself, fall down on the floor, to daven for the tzibur, unless he knows that Hashem is going to listen to him, like Yeshua ben Nun, who fell on his face. Remember, Yom Hashem Yeshua, kumlach, lam zatanofel al panecha. chashav rashi lachkor sack. You're not allowed to wear sackcloth. Elam kain ki yehor nena ki yehor menachav. He knows that he's going to be answered like Yehoram. Shnemar ha'ikashon melchas divrei ha'isha v'ayikras b'adav hu over alachoma v'ayaham b'nei ha'sak al b'saro. So you see, he was answered because he was wearing a sack. So that's okay. V'amar Yeshua, v'amar Elazar, lo yigdal b'kriya v'lo ha'kol b'kriya v'lo ha'kol b'nefila. Not everybody can rip their garments as a sign of tshuva, and not everybody can fall down on their faces as a sign of tshuva. Moshe v'aron b'nefila, v'Yeshua b'nun, v'kalev b'kriya. Moshe v'aron b'nefila d'ksiv, v'yipol Moshe v'aron al pneihem, Yeshua v'kalev b'kriya d'ksiv, v'Yeshua b'nun v'chalev yinev, karu b'gdeihem. Maskefla Rabbi Zera v'yitem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. He had a ksiv Yehoshua without a vav kidek ha'amrus, then you'd be right. Hashad ksiv v'Yoshua hav ha'avid. No, Yeshua and Kalev did both. They both lied down and they both fell down in davening and they also ripped their garments. That's why it says v'Yoshua, they did an additional thing that they ripped their garments. Amr Belazar, lo ha'kol b'kimav, lo ha'kol b'shtach havaya. Not everybody could stand up. This is talking about lasid lava when Klai Yisrael is going to be redeemed. So the Goyish kings will come bow down to the Jewish kings. And the Goyim will bow down to the Jews. So the Goyim are going to want to give cover to Klai Yisrael. But lo akol b'kima, not everyone can stand up for them. But lo akol b'shtachavar, not everyone can bow. Melachim b'kima. So the Jewish kings should be honored by standing up. Sarim b'shtachavaya. But the Sarim, you should bow down to them. Malachim b'kim ediksiv, kama Hashem gal Yisrael, u'kidosho, livzo, nefesh, lemisav goy, le'eved, mosh, le'malachim, yiru v'kamu, kings are going to stand up. Sarim b'shtachavaya ediksiv, sarim b'shtachavu l'man Hashem. Maskel Rabbi Zera, v'yitim Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, ihav ediksiv, v'sarim b'shtachavu kidek ha'amis. Hashem ediksiv, sarim v'yishtachavu, havaha avud. Sarim v'yishtachavu. So maybe they did both. They stood up and they bowed down. I also say a similar drasha. In the future, at the end of days, not everyone's going to be merit to this special light of Gan Eden, and not everyone's going to merit for Simcha. Tzadikim laora v'yisharim l'simcha. Tzadikim going to get ora, light, and yisharim going to get simcha. Tzadikim laora d'chsev orzor l'tzadik. Yisharim l'yisharim simcha d'midik sevul yishrei leiv simcha. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.